Shoppers ventured out last night as stores like Toys R Us and Walmart kicked things off before the Thanksgiving meal even digested. A flare-up today along Gaza's border fence with Israel. A Gaza official says Israeli troops fatally shot a Palestinian man, wounding several others. It is the first violence since a truce took hold between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. This is NBC News Radio. It is full speed ahead as lobbyists, advocates, and trade groups are doing all they can to influence the government's response to the looming fiscal cliff. The groups even include President Obama's own deficit commission, whose recommendations were largely ignored. The Thanksgiving feast has now been reduced to leftovers, but which is the favorite of what's left?
According to a poll at KidsWorld.com, the answer is dessert. Pie was the answer given by almost 60% of the poll respondents, followed by 26% who said turkey, 8% voted for stuffing, and 7% asked to be passed more mashed potatoes and gravy. Heading to the refrigerator, I'm Paul Harlan, NBC News Radio.
China has managed to tick off some of its neighbors after printing new passports with a map showing the entire South China Sea and even Taiwan as belonging to China. Taiwan's Mainland Affairs Council says it's total ignorance of reality and only provokes disputes. I'm Barbara Cusack, NBC News Radio.
Honey, why is there a turkey in the car?
Oh, turkey's ready.
Turkey.
Yeah, we've got shopping to do. See ya.
This is no ordinary Thanksgiving. Sears Black Friday starts 8 p.m. Thursday with over 1,000 incredible doorbusters throughout the store. Find great gifts from the top brands for everyone on your list. And we're open all night with even more unbelievable doorbusters starting 4 a.m. Friday. This is how to gift. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas can only take you so far. While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate can go a little farther. When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
The Convention and Visitors Bureau has launched an effort to make Philadelphia more of a global destination.
Apparently yesterday there were more than a few people watching football with one eye while shopping on a tablet with the other. While you enjoyed Thanksgiving, IBM Smarter Commerce was tracking more than 500 retail websites, found an 18% jump in online sales yesterday versus Thanksgiving 2011. And for those who did venture out to stores, as many chains started Black Friday promotions early, many had no intention to buy anything. Retail researcher Gartner Group had forecast that more than 50% of people are doing at least some showrooming this weekend, looking at items in stores with plans to buy them online later. One of the hottest of the hot items every Black Friday is the big TV, and now one of the iconic big TV makers is associated with a word no electronics maker wants, junk. Fitch Rating Service has cut Sony's credit rating to junk status. Half day of trading for Wall Street ahead of that, S&P futures gaining 2 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. So call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. Get a free security system with free activation and free hardware. You pay for just a $99 installation fee and monitoring services. Call right now and you'll also get 6 door and window sensors for free. Call right now, 1-888-427-1444. 1-888-427-1444. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Total cost $13.31.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320KY, City of Louisville, 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Total package includes 6-door window sensors. Call now, 1-888-427-1444.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-921-8060. 1-800-921-8060.
Wednesday night, November 28th at 9, Alaska is back on the Weather Channel.
When you go out there, it's dangerous.
The hit series Coast Guard Alaska.
We don't even know what the weather is and we're flying into it.
The mission, search, rescue, repeat.
We're willing to take a lot of risk for the chance of saving the human life.
Out here, heroes come in waves.
Let's go!
I've never been so terrified.
All new season of Coast Guard Alaska, premiering Wednesday night, November 28th at 9, only on the Weather Channel.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano will return live to 1310 AM this Monday. We now present some of our favorite moments from past shows. Happy holidays and enjoy.
Welcome back. 6 minutes after, as I shared with you throughout the morning, I'm very interested and excited for my next guest. I will preface before I introduce her that we did have a conversation off air briefly last week where we talked about a myriad of issues. I will tell you that politically, her and I couldn't be further apart. But that's not the purpose of this discussion today. We're not here to debate politics, but to look inside the world of Mitt Romney, who our next guest tells us would be perhaps quite dangerous if he were to achieve the highest office in the land. But I'll let her tell the story in her own words. Joining us now is Tricia Erickson. Tricia is a conservative. She was the first damage control crisis management specialist in the country, as stated by Barbara Walters on the show 2020. Tricia is also a political consultant and on-air contributor. She has opined on many local and national stories and is the author of the book, Can Mitt Romney Serve Two Masters, The Mormon Church Versus the Office of the Presidency? And Tricia Erickson, I want to welcome you to First Shift this morning.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
It is my pleasure. Now, we had a very pleasant conversation on the phone last week, and so you don't need to worry about me bashing you or getting all out of control here, because I'm very curious what you had to say. One of the things I said to you, and one of the things actually we talked about, and I told you this, we talked about this on the show last week, Mormonism has been a taboo topic. We're not supposed to talk about Mitt Romney's religion. And I say we, well, I guess I mean, you know, the media. It's kind of like this unspoken agreement. But at the same time, our religion or the way we practice our religion or the extremes of any religion, Tricia, is something that we should know. And since we haven't had that discussion in a big way, certainly the big media hasn't had that discussion, I thought it was important that we do that. You, of course, agreed that this is something we should be talking about. So I'm going to throw it to you a little bit, and I'll just ask a basic question. Why do we need to know about Mitt Romney, the Mormon?
Well, that's a long answer to a short question, but I was raised in the Mormon Church. I was a Mormon bishop's daughter, and so you couldn't get more Mormon than I was. And you can't get more Mormon than Mitt Romney and Ann Romney are. And the reason why we need to be really deeply concerned about it, it's not that Mitt can't tie his shoes. It's not that Mitt can't, you know, do the everyday things. I mean, he's not, there's a disconnect between intelligence, he is intelligent, versus the discernment and judgment. And the discernment and judgment side is the thing that I'm concerned about, because Mitt and Ann Romney are a member of a patently false cult. Mormonism is a cult. Now, again, I repeat, I was raised in this church. You can get more Mormon than I was. And I know all the ins and outsides of it. I know that it's a cult. And so if you've got a person that you're going to put at the head of the most powerful office in the land as President of the United States of America, my argument is that it is his judgment. Is it sound? If you cannot discern fact from fiction, and if you're raised in a lie and raised in a cult, Your judgment is skewed, And that is the crux of what I am concerned about with Mitt Romney.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a lot. That's a lot. You're right. That wasn't that terribly long an answer, Tricia Erickson. I want to make clear on something. You do not endorse nor do you support President Barack Obama. You are not here to say, listen, this is about the lesser of two evils, and if you're going to vote for Barack Obama, because that's not what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely not. Charles Spurgeon, he's a minister. I don't even know if he's still alive, but he had a great quote. His quote is, "Of two evils, choose neither." And I can't in good conscience. I do believe in God. I know there's a God, and I just do not know how I can right myself with him and give either one of these people a vote. Now, by my standards, I think that most of your listeners are probably on the Democrat side.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. And I'm a Republican, and I'm, I don't like the GOP establishment lately, but I am a Republican. I'm also a Christian. And I don't believe in abortion. And I don't believe in gay marriage. And Mitt Romney fathered gay marriage to America under his governorship in Massachusetts, and he's supposed to be a conservative. And Mitt Romney signed into law he brought health care to America. He fathered government-mandated health care to America. And also, to go further with that, under his government-mandated health care to America, he signed into law $50 copay tax-funded abortions as a part of a health care benefit. And now I've heard it's down to zero. So what Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama strive to achieve, Mitt Romney has already achieved it. So as a Democrat, he might be your guy. but if you want to stick to the religion part, I just wanted to put that out there because Mitt Romney is not a conservative by any means. If you look at his record, his political record, he's anything but a conservative. He is liberal. And he does promote liberal policies, not conservative policies, and he has achieved more on the liberal social issues than any liberal president ever could even dream of.
I'm not going to argue any of that, Tricia. His record speaks for itself. You know, interesting, there have been quite a few national pundits that have said, and I kind of like this quote, that conservatism is not Mitt Romney's natural language, that it's not, he doesn't speak it well. And he doesn't speak it well. He's uncomfortable in conservative clothing. But all that aside, let me just go back to a couple things that you said. And one of them is you said Mormonism is a cult. Now,
yes.
you know, some people are going to take great exception to that. How do you reconcile that?
Well, okay. I don't even know where to begin there. First of all, let me establish to you Mitt Romney, how Mormon Mitt Romney is. He was a graduate of Brigham Young University. He went on a Mormon mission to actually avoid the draft. He was, missionaries back then in the Vietnam War, they knew that if they went on a Mormon mission that they could avoid the draft. So Mitt Romney went on a Mormon mission. He probably would have gone with or without the draft, but he was a Mormon missionary. As missionary, he was voted twice. He did so well. As a missionary zone leader, assistant to the mission president, he became a bishop of a Mormon church, as my father was a bishop, and also he became a stake, S-T-A-K-E, president, which meant that he presided over 12 different wards or different churches. Now, Mitt Romney believes, hold on to your hat here, this is, it sounds like fiction, but it's just so crazy, but it's the truth. He believes he's going to become a literal God, equal to Jesus Christ, that he is going to be given, when he dies, his own planet slash kingdom slash planet, on which he will call his wife Anne onto his planet, by her secret name that was given to him in the Mormon secret temple ceremonies, of which I have been through myself, so I know of what I speak. When he calls her onto his planet, they will have relations and populate their planet with spirit babies. that will eventually pop down into our babies' bodies here so that we can walk out, those babies can walk out their own eternal progression to Mormon godhood themselves. Now, it is a judgment call. This is where the judgment comes in. If you don't have the discernment to understand that you're not going to become a literal god and get your own planet someday, and if you don't have the discernment to understand that this patently false religion that's been proven over and over and over again, factually, that it is a cult, if you don't have the discernment to understand that you're in a cult, that you're in a whacked out religion, and you're not going to become a god equal to Jesus Christ, how can you have the discernment and judgment to be the leader of the free world?
All right. Well, you know, this actually could take me a lot of different directions. You obviously know, because you said you're not going to believe it when I say it, but that sounds really far out there. You understand
right.
that, right?
Sure, I do.
Okay, so it does sound really far out there. I had said to you, and we're going to have to take a break here in just a minute, but I had said to you that I got an email from someone that said there's no way that, you know, the Mormons don't support Mitt Romney because he has proven himself to be a pathological liar, and a good Mormon never lies. You said to me, au contraire, Tony.
Yeah.
They do lie. And when we come back, you're gonna tell this audience that conversation that we have. But we got to take the break here. Trisha Erickson, again, my guest. She is author of the book, folks. You know, if you're interested, I want you to go out and get it. Can Mitt Romney serve two masters, the Mormon Church versus the office of the presidency? We're going to get her website up on the Facebook page so you can click through. But trust me, there's a lot more to come here on First Shift after we take this very quick break. Hi, Tony Truffiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Need a boost to be your best? Drink SK Energy Shots. None of the bad stuff in it, so you never crash or get the jitters. Just a smooth rush of energy that tastes great. SK Energy Shots make the switch to a better source of energy. Available at GNC, CVS, and your local retailers.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk.
Are drugs affecting your family or a friend? Call Narcanon, 1-800-468-6933. Narcanon provides free assessment and referral services. Call Narcanon at 1-800-468-6933 or visit our website at stopaddiction.com.
Recently on First Shift,
junior senator from the state of Michigan, Debbie Stabenow, who joins us now.
Yeah, well, we in Michigan are a tough, independent lot. Folks expect you to work hard and earn their vote, and so I work hard to do that every day. And having lived in Michigan my whole life, I feel a real commitment to Michigan to make sure that I'm there in the middle of the fights that are going to make the difference for us.
First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Let's go right back to our guest, Tricia Erickson, is with us. She's an author, a commentator, talking about Mitt Romney and Mormonism. Tricia, when I had said to you about Mitt Romney lying and the email I'd received from the one listener who was a Mormon and said they'd never allow him into the church if they were sincere, you said, Tony, au contraire, what did you call it, lying for the Lord, something along those lines?
Yes. When I was raised in the church, there was a term called lying for the Lord. As the, in the LDS doctrine, there's a doctrine that declares that lying is permissible and in order if the truth either implicates the church or makes it look bad in any way. And so Mitt Romney went on a mission. When they, these people that go on a mission, they're trained for a month or so before they go out on the mission. And they are taught that when they were asked a direct question that would make the church look bad, that they would shift the issue around and that it was permissible to actually lie about it if it protected the church. And so when you are taught that, as a Mormon missionary going out, and it's in their history. You can look it up. It's in the Book of Mormon, and it's I'm trying to get the – well, I can get the reference if you need it. But it's in the Book of Mormon. They're taught that, you know, they need to shift the subject so that they can get around it and get back to what they want you to believe about the church itself. So when you're raised with this, it's kind of okay to lie. And there are, I would say probably, if I had to estimate, about 20% of the Mormons that won't vote for Mitt Romney. They like usually like Ron Paul better than Mitt Romney. But about 80% will. Because they have, there is a Mormon plan for America. We can go through that if you want. It's historical. And they have always predicted, Joseph Smith, the first prophet, Brigham Young, the second prophet, they've always said the nation, the Constitution would hang, this is a white horse prophecy, would hang by a thread, and this church will come in and save it. The Mormon church will come in and save it. And they do have, you know, as president of the United States, Mitt would have less authority than that of his living prophet. And he is therefore, no matter his position as leader of this nation, subject to the prophet, to his orders, to his mandates. And even if those mandates go against our nation. Now, this is not based on my feelings or my belief system. It's verifiable evidence based on facts. Now, I can factually back this up if I have a minute.
We've got about 5 minutes left, and I've got some calls coming in, so I want to make sure that we use our time best. But go ahead and take a minute and explain this.
Well, I was going to go into the Mormon Plan for America, but I'm going to shift that because I went through the secret Mormon temple ceremonies as Mitt and Ann Romney did. And I went through them back in the 70s before a lot of people that are going to call in have been in. They've changed their ceremonies up since then because they were outed on the internet and exposed. But Mitt and I and Ann have put our thumbs to our left ear in the secret Mormon temple ceremonies, taken it around our necks to the right ear, symbolic of suffering our lives to death if we didn't follow the church first. We have also made signs of taking a knife to our left hip, bringing it up fast to our right shoulder, bending over, symbolic of our guts falling onto the ground if we didn't follow the Mormon church first. And I'll tell you, they have made a symbolic blood oath of allegiance to this church first. Mitt would have to follow the prophets and the 12 apostles, because if he isn't a really good Mormon, he won't get to that highest degree of glory, which is the celestial kingdom, where he is awarded his godship so that he can get his own planet and lord over his planet or kingdom. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it gets a little complicated. Let's go to the phones and welcome Anthony in Detroit to First Shift. Anthony, you're on the air with Tricia Erickson.
Yeah, good morning. I must apologize. I didn't catch all the brother called anything that you, I'm listening to the radio. I didn't catch anything, holler anything. But I called when she was talking about she was against abortion. Now, what about where the rest of her and what she was saying about Mitt Romney as well, his inconsistency, and he got a policy, he got history on paper that what he did in Massachusetts, totally in contradiction to what he's saying now out of his mouth. So we don't know which one he is now. And my question is here, where are the rest of her Republican, conservative comrades that's in denial or totally being ignorant to the fact that what he did, like it didn't happen, because, they hate the president so much. And this last question. Now, she's against abortion. Did she vote for George Bush that executed untold many folks in Texas and the other Republicans that sent people to war, Cheney and all that? And she said she was a Republican. She's, like I said, I didn't hear everything. So if she's not against that, she's being hypocritical.
Okay, well, Anthony, thank you for your call. We're just very short of time, and I'm not going to ignore the question. But at the same time, Tricia, we are very short of time at this point. Listen, I'm sure that consistent with your conservative views, I don't know if you voted for George Bush, did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and basically what Anthony was getting at, I don't know if you could hear his question because there was
hard for me to hear.
Yeah, there was a lot of background noise. I believe what Anthony was just trying to say is, of course, under the George Bush presidency, there were many innocent people that died in unlawful wars, and how do you reconcile that? We just don't have time to get into that now. Perhaps we can have you on in the future and have that discussion. So, Anthony, I'm not ignoring your question. We literally have a minute and a half left before we have to let her go. Tricia, at the end of the day, let's talk just for a minute about the book. Does this lay out your case quite well, why we should be afraid of Mitt Romney as the next president?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, if you go to Amazon, you can get it cheaper there, or Barnes & Noble, you can get it cheaper there on their websites. But part one of it covers the whole Mormon issue. This book has over 70 pages of documentation. I knew that I had to get it right because it's so unbelievable. People have to have the facts in front of them and the evidence that these are facts. Everyone needs to know about this religion. Part one proves everything from their history all the way up. The goal of the Mormon Church for America and to place a Mormon in the office of the presidency of the United States of America. Part two has nothing to do with the religion. Part two has to do with the truth of Mitt Romney's political record, what he has and hasn't accomplished, so that we're not confused. Because, as you said before, we're confused because it's like he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. And so we don't know what to believe. The truth is verified and researched in that book. And plus, I've been told that it's so interesting that it reads like a novel because it's so outlandish. Who would believe this stuff? But Mormons really believe it. So it's really shocking.
Well, I'd like to read the book before we have you on again. I'd like to do that again before November 6th. So we'll be back in touch. But again, we're going to get all of Trisha's information up on the Facebook page, where you can easily access it. The response has actually been fairly overwhelming via social media and email, I'll tell you that much. Trisha, thank you so much for your time. See, you and I got along just fine, didn't we?
Oh, I love liberals.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much, Trisha. We'll talk again soon.
Okay.
All right. We've got to take a quick break here.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
And we're back. Bob from Scranton, you're on the air.
Hi, Ted. Love the show. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a special someone out there you'd like to talk about?
There is, Ted. I recently lost a very big part of my life.
You'd been together a long time?
Since college. This is for my belly, my paunch, my spare tire. I know we had some good times. God knows I'll never forget that night in Albuquerque with the burritos.
It's never easy to lose something that's been such a huge part of you, Bob. Where'd the magic go?
Well, I'd recently begun taking the stairs more and more instead of the elevator, and then we started seeing less and less of each other. One day, it was just gone.
Small step number 67. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Attorney Dana Nessel.
I had
a
neighbor of mine. He could watch my kids. And this woman is a card-carrying member of the Republican Party. And she knew I was working on this case. And when I came to pick my kids up, she said, you know what? Yes, you know, we are fiscal conservative, but our family still believes in equal rights for everyone. And it really touched me because I thought there's a lot of people out there that they may not be Democrats, they may not be liberals. They don't believe in this kind of discrimination. They still think this is wrong.
Yeah, you know, Dana, that's what it just it continues to confound me. If there's one topic that should be nonpartisan, it should be human rights. It just should be.
On 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
It's really an honor and a thrill to present my next guest. He is just, part of that good guy team at the Bernstein Law Firm. But if you really stopped and explored everything that the Bernstein family does for our community outside of the great work they do in the courtroom, we wouldn't have enough time in an entire week to talk about all of the good work they've done. Oh, a little over a year and a half ago, I ran into Mark Bernstein and the UFCW offices, as that's when he was considering his current run as a candidate for the University of Michigan Board of Regents. I'm happy to tell you that a lot of people have taken him seriously, and he's getting some very serious attention and endorsements from some important places. But ultimately, it's about the ideas that Mark Bernstein brings to the table that will matter most, not just to those at the University of Michigan, but for college-eligible people everywhere, or the parents thereof. Count me in. And it is with pride and pleasure that I welcome Mark Bernstein to the program this morning. Mark, I hope you're well.
Hey, Tony, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on the show. We've got about 2 weeks left. 2 weeks left in this, and then the hard work starts.
Yeah,
college affordable for Michigan families.
Absolutely. We're going to get into all that. I do want to, though, ask you before we get started. We talked to your brother Richard a couple weeks back, and I'm just wondering how he's healing and how he's doing.
Thanks for asking. You know, I feel like I'm talking about my brother more than myself out on the campaign trail. There's so many people out in the Democratic and progressive communities that care so much about him. And as many of the folks listening know, he was in a pretty serious accident in New York. He was hit by a bicyclist while he was walking in Central Park. I'm really, really grateful to say that he's out of the hospital finally. He got out a few days ago. He was in for 10 weeks. In New York, and he's now rehabbing, and he's going to have a full recovery. He's up, he's walking without any assistance, he's swimming, and he's going to be fine. He's, leave it to my brother to set a goal of running the New York Marathon a year from now, roughly, as part of his rehabilitation. So, and I wouldn't bet against him.
Listen, if he had to drag himself on with two hands, he'd do it. I mean, come on, let's just be honest about it, Mark. He'd do whatever it took to do that. So I appreciate
it.
He's an amazing guy. I love him dearly. Anyway, college affordability, of all the things you could run on, that might be one that would say, Mark, I'm scratching my head. Why would you talk about affordability when all we keep on hearing is that college is no longer affordable?
Well, because we have to make it affordable. And it's the number one issue on people's minds, and it should be the number one issue on folks' minds when it comes to higher education in Michigan. Listen to this fact. If college tuition continues to increase at the University of Michigan, and U of M is not alone, it's emblematic of all of our public universities in Michigan and across the country for that matter, but if higher education costs continue to skyrocket at the same rate that they have increased at the University of Michigan over the last 10 years, it will cost a child born today in Michigan, when she or he goes to the University of Michigan in about 18 years, it will cost that family over $300,000 to go for 4 years at the University of Michigan. That is unsustainable, and it's completely unacceptable. And so affordability is, and nothing I think crystallizes the issue here, the crisis that we face, more than that fact. The amount of debt that's outstanding, the skyrocketing tuition, is pushing college out of reach for working families in our state. And we need people on the Board of Regents at the University of Michigan. The Board of Regents sets tuition. It helps define the vision of the University of Michigan, who are going to fight and win for working families. And that's why I'm running for the University of Michigan Board of Regents.
You know, this is something that you have seriously thought about doing for a long time. Now, you know, you can, and I'm sure you've, you know, really kind of weighed, you know, where you wanted to put some political muscle. You've supported many, many candidates over the years to be one yourself. And I'll remind people, you're a statewide candidate. This isn't just a, hey, I'm running in Ann Arbor thing. You're running statewide. That's a daunting task. Why did you decide to take this path?
Because I think that, you know, higher education is one of the most important parts of our economic recovery in Michigan. And also, I happen to love the University of Michigan. I love higher education. It's an incredibly complex institution. The success of all of our public universities, I think, is integral to the success of our state, to the economic development of our state, to the health of our state, to the quality of life of our state. I have 3 degrees from the University of Michigan. You know, I'm a proud, you know, I know gratitude is a word that you're thinking about a lot about today. I'm a proud and very, very grateful product of Michigan's extraordinary public education system and the extraordinary public educators from kindergarten all the way to earning 3 degrees from the University of Michigan, a law degree, an MBA, and an undergraduate degree. And it's this path through extraordinary public education that is under assault right now from our legislature, from our Republican-controlled legislature that hopefully we can change in 2 weeks, from our Republican governor who's making the wrong choices about priorities. You know, we have a choice in this state about giving away tax breaks or giving away diplomas. And, you know, I think that the future depends on diplomas in this state. And so I don't think there's a better place for me, given my interests, my skill set, than to be on the University of Michigan Board of Regents, representing working families and the people of this state.
My guest again is Mark Bernstein. He's running for U of M Board of Regents. We'll get the website address out in just a second. But, Mark, let's talk about the bus tour, because I know that you're sitting down and having serious contemplation with a lot of very concerned parents and students. And I know you. I know the family. I know that you're very connected. You're a great listener. I guess that's a little bit of a professional hazard, but you've got to be a great listener to do what you have been so able to successfully do for all these years. And I would think it's got to be difficult to sit and hear a lot of these stories about people that have had to walk away from opportunity because they just couldn't write the check.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we have been about 5 or 6 or 7 months ago, we bought an old school bus. And it has about 200,000 miles on it. And we've been driving this bus around Michigan on what we call the Make College Affordable Tour. And we've been to every corner of the state, including the Upper Peninsula, to talk about how to make college affordable, how to make it accessible for working families, which is a slightly different topic than affordability, but it's related, how to solve this crushing student debt burden that families are suffocating under right now. And so during this process, we have been listening to students and families across Michigan talk about the impact that skyrocketing tuition has had on their life. You know, I've met families who are holding down not one, not two, but 3 jobs. Met a woman who's sleeping in her car in one of the commuter lots at the University of Michigan because she can't afford lodging. There's a whole tent city at Grand Valley State in a forest near the campus where students are living because they can't afford to live in the dorm. Immense, profound sacrifices are being made by students across this state just to keep up with tuition. And once they get out of school, it's the debt that's killing them. You know, in many respects, my campaign started, you know, almost 80 years ago when my grandfather, Harold Nelson, had to drop out of the University of Michigan when his family fell on hard times because and he couldn't finish his degree. And I kind of grew up knowing, and he loved the University of Michigan, even though he never graduated from it. And in some respects, this is a little bit of unfinished business running in his memory. But on behalf of students and families who are struggling vitally right now, just like you did.
Well, you know, there's no question. Well, first of all, let me make sure I get the website address out. Okay, it's mgobernstein.com. I know Joe's already got it up on the Facebook page, but it's M, the letter
yeah,
M, G O B R N S T E I N .com. mgobernstein.com. There's a lot of great stuff there. You know, you and I both know that endorsements don't vote and they don't necessarily win you elections. But what I have found interesting about the endorsements that you're getting, they're not just saying, okay, he's the right guy for this job. They're actually talking about your platform. That's so odd, Mark, when it comes to a college board or regent position. They normally don't get into that kind of detail. Have you been surprised that the media has been so keen on what you're saying?
You know, I wanted to run a campaign based on ideas. I also wanted to run a campaign that had a little bit of pet fun. That's what the bus is about. It captures people's attention, and we've been really successful at that. But you also have to, once you get people's attention, you have to tell them something that means something. And so that's why ideas have been the centerpiece of this campaign. And I think the media has been, and the public generally, have been surprised that a candidate for this position is coming out with detailed ideas about how to make college more affordable. I've got 10 what I call ideas to explore that are detailed plans on the website. I can go through some of them, or you can...
You know what? Why don't we do that? Mark, let's do that, but I need to take a quick break. So if you can stay with us, can you stay with us? I guess you can. All right. He's going to stay with us. We'll come back and talk about some of these because I think it's important we have this discussion. MGoBernstein.com. If you, by the way, if you have a question or comment, feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. Uncommon, really. The endorsements have been uncommonly flattering, but it's because of the right reasons that Mark's actually talking proactively about a way, not that just we need to do it. Do you understand the difference, folks? Not that's just we need to do it, but how to do it. That's kind of rare. Actually, it's very rare. A quick break here. We'll be back with Mark Bernstein. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Let me turn my attention now to Special Assistant to President Al Garrett at AFSCME Council 25, Ned McNeil.
We specifically signed this agreement on February the 1st of this year, and we ratified this agreement in March. They could have put this agreement in place that the unions had did, which would have annually saved the city $180.2 million. You wouldn't be in this game that they're playing, that they're just playing this game with people's lives and with the citizens of the city of Detroit.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Is America truly the land of the free? When working families have to struggle to survive,
are workers free to achieve the American dream.
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Mark Bernstein, my guest, he is running for University of Michigan Board of Regents. If you've not been to his website, you need to do that. It is absolutely full of great ideas. Great commentary. His list of supporters is beyond impressive. Again, that website address is mgobernstein.com. That's the letter M, GOBERNSTEIN.com. Mark, you said that there's a 10-point plank. I would love to get into some of this because, again, I said right before the break, what makes you unique is you're not just saying what, sure, I want to make college affordable. Who wouldn't be for that? But you don't leave it there. You actually have a plan to do it.
Right. You know, I've got billboards up and I'm running around telling everybody that we got to make college affordable. People deserve an idea about how I'm going to do it, or at least my ideas about it. So let me tell you about two ideas, and I can go into more if you want. But the first idea is something I call a college access bond. That is essentially the following. You know, this tackles the debt issue. You know, the average student at the University of Michigan graduates with just under $28,000 of debt. That's an in-state undergraduate student, and that's about the same as most other public universities in Michigan, maybe a little bit more. But U of M has a AAA credit rating, which is unique among public universities. There's only three public universities in America with a AAA credit rating, and that's University of Michigan, University of Texas, and University of Virginia. And what that allows the University of Michigan to do is borrow money very, very cheaply. The cost of interest for the University of Michigan debt service is 2.3% on the interest when University of Michigan borrows. So my idea is very simply that the University of Michigan should pass along that low interest rate to its students. And if you compare let's just use a 3% interest rate, just for a hypothetical, compare that to the cheapest available federal money, which is 3.4% in the form of a Stafford loan. Those are the loans, if you recall, a few months ago, Republicans wanted to double that rate to 6.8%, but because of folks like Gary Peters and Democrats across the country, we stopped that. But that's the cheapest amount of money, 3.4%. The average student at the University of Michigan is paying 8, 9, 10% on their student loans. So if you take the average amount of student loan value and that low interest rate, the average student would save about $5,000. That's a very tangible, specific way that we can make college more affordable for families. The other benefit of that approach is that the university can be far more progressive and liberal and flexible in who's eligible for that financial aid. Right now, it's working families that are really getting squeezed. If you are in a low-income situation, there's actually a relatively significant amount of financial aid that's available to students and their families. There's Pell Grants and there's other forms of support. But when you're making, you've got a public school teacher and an auto worker together, they may not even be eligible for any financial aid. And so this would allow the university to have more flexibility with it. It also, very importantly, is sovereign to the University of Michigan. A lot of people everybody who runs for regent or for any of the ed boards says, we need to make college more affordable, and the way we're going to do that is we're going to get more money from the state. Well, it would be great if we got more money from the state, and the university should get more money from the state, but we can't plan on getting more money from the state. So any solution that's credible and thoughtful has to be sovereign, unique to the university itself. It can't rely on other people. It can't rely on Governor Schneider. It can't rely on a Republican legislature to give the university more money to invest more in public universities. So that's one idea. The other idea is actually very simple, and that's basically what I call variable credit pricing. And what that is lower tuition when you take classes during off-peak hours, when you take a night class, when you take a weekend class, when you take classes during the spring and the summer. By doing that, you're able to utilize facilities more, increase faculty utilization rates, generate revenue, and make college more affordable for working students, students who are holding down a job or two jobs or taking care of a parent or taking care of kids. Those are two very, very specific ways that we can make college more affordable. There's a lot of other ideas. They're all on the website at mgobernstein.com. You all can also check out the Facebook page, which is the same thing, mgobernstein. We've got almost 9,000. We may have gone past 9,000 likes on our Facebook page because people are just responding to someone running for this position who cares about these issues and has some ideas about how to deal with affordability and accessibility while making sure that we don't diminish the quality of the product either.
You know,
those are two ideas.
Something that has always occurred to me, you know, we only hear about these candidates, these region or board candidates during election seasons. Do you think that regions should be more accessible, should be more public, should, promote what it is they're doing in a greater way?
Absolutely. You know, I have promised myself and everyone who is supporting me that I'm going to be the most open and accessible, transparent, available, reachable regent that has ever served. And, you know, starting with this campaign, not only in the digital space, on Facebook and on Twitter, and you know anyone who sends me a message, I respond, try to respond immediately. But I've also had office hours. You know, I've been setting up shop at locations around campus, and I'm planning to do it beyond campus, set up shop, and all across Michigan, where I just put it out on my Facebook page. I publicize it, and I've done it several times. And I just sit and listen to people. You know, if congressmen can do it, and other electeds can do it, why shouldn't regents do it? And I've been doing that, and it has been invaluable. The first one I went, I sat down at Brugger's in Ann Arbor, and nobody showed up. But the second one, we had a line. And I learned a lot of, you know, students came, faculty came, staff came. And it's my goal to be available and open to the folks who hopefully are going to put me in that job.
No, I think that's critical, Mark. You know, I've got three in college. It's tough. By the way, I was up at my youngest son goes to Michigan State. Although he did tell us yesterday he wants to transfer to Michigan, saw your billboards heading up there. You know, as you did right next to the university, actually. But you know, as we were talking to him yesterday, I can't begin to tell you how proud I am of his maturity and how he understands the economic necessity of what we have to do right now. Because we talked to him about student loans, and you know, I just can't write a check every time he needs something, and I hate that it has to be that way. It's just my reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, college remains a very good investment. But it's also, you know, there's two views here. You talk a lot on your show, Tony, about kind of two ways of seeing the world, you know. And I believe there's a lot of people who say, you know what, college, they still believe that college is a luxury.
No.
It's a product. And that, University of Michigan gets 40,000 applications, 42,000 applications for, you know, 6,000 spots. So what's the problem with the price? You know, it's a supply and demand type of equation. Democrats believe, I believe, that the higher education is an economic imperative. It's essential. It's not a luxury.
No,
and for that reason, the public and government has an important role, an essential role in making sure that it's available, affordable, and accessible.
And we're going to have
every person who goes.
And we're going to have to leave it there. We're just out of time. That went by really fast. Mark, best of luck to you. Let's see if we can connect once more before Election Day. Thank you for working as hard as you are. I appreciate your time this morning.
Tony, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Mark Bernstein, once again, mgobernstein.com.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Listen on iHeartRadio, NBC News.
NBC News Radio, I'm Martin Ecker. Shoppers are out in force this Black Friday. Thousands wrapped around the Macy's store in New York City. Shoppers have also been flooding the Mall of America in Minnesota. NBC's Jay Gray.
It is packed. It's been this way for hours here, if you can believe that. People continue to pour into the mall. I can tell you that the parking garage is getting full out here.
Some stores like Toys R Us and Walmart actually opened Thursday night. A poll suggests about half of Israelis think the offensive should have continued against Palestinian militants in Hamas-ruled Gaza. NBC's Richard Engel reports many believe the ceasefire is only temporary.
Hamas didn't release any white doves. Instead, Hamas leaders told Gazans that its rockets on Tel Aviv forced Israel to make a deal and vowed that more would fly.
The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide car bombing in eastern Afghanistan. This is NBC News Radio. Interstate 10 in Texas reopened late Thursday after a deadly pileup east of Houston.
Once the fog lifted on Interstate 10 in Texas, the devastation was clear. More than 100 vehicles, some piled on top of one another. Mangled, twisted metal. First responders arrived to chaos.
NBC's Diana Alvear reports two were killed, more than 80 injured. A special election to fill Jesse Jackson Jr.'s seat in Congress will present a crowded list of hopefuls. Jackson has resigned due to treatment for bipolar disorder. He is also under federal investigation. Boxing legend Hector Macho Camacho is expected to be taken off of life support. He was critically injured this week in a drive-by shooting in Puerto Rico. The long trip from Southern California to Las Vegas is about to get bigger and boozier. A Nevada company one step closer to putting a party train on the tracks after signing an agreement with Union Pacific. I'm Barton Eckert, NBC News Radio.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, here's great news from Barnes & Noble. This Friday, get the best price ever on Nook Simple Touch. It's just $59. You save $40. Gizmodo called Nook Simple Touch, quote, the best e-reader. And this Friday, you can get it for our best price, too. Only $59 while supplies last. Only at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Only Black Friday.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas can only take you so far. While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate can go a little farther. When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
Wall Street will trade today, but the closing bell sounds 3 hours earlier than normal. But the market may appear all but closed even when it's open. Black Friday often is the slowest trading session of the entire year, and that makes it attractive to companies with bad news. Often we get word of a major corporate write-down, an investigation, or an unpopular executive pay package when the market isn't paying much attention. S&P futures right now gaining a point. NASDAQ futures up 8, Dow futures up 18. Word that China's manufacturing activity increased last month for the first month in more than a year has helped overseas markets advance today. Most reviewers, professional and consumer, would agree that Sony and Panasonic are two companies whose products are not junk. But the same cannot be said for the company's financial health. Fitch Ratings has cut the credit ratings of both Sony and Panasonic to junk status, citing the need for aggressive turnaround strategies and the likely sky-high costs they will accrue as a result. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. So call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. Get a free security system with free activation and free hardware. You pay for just a $99 installation fee and monitoring services. Call right now and you'll also get 6 door and window sensors for free. Call right now, 1-888-427-1444. 1-888-427-1444. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Total cost $13.31.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320KY, City of Louisville, 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Total package includes 6-door window sensors. Call now, 1-888-427-1444.
Honey, why is there a turkey in the car?
Oh, turkey's ready.
Turkey.
Yeah, we've got shopping to do. See ya.
This is no ordinary Thanksgiving. Sears Black Friday starts 8 p.m. Thursday with over 1,000 incredible doorbusters throughout the store. Find great gifts from the top brands for everyone on your list. And we're open all night with even more unbelievable doorbusters starting 4 a.m. Friday. This is how to gift. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas can only take you so far. While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate can go a little farther. When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano will return live to 1310 AM this Monday. We now present some of our favorite moments from past shows. Happy holidays and enjoy.
So let's go ahead and get this started. Joining us again is Carrie Ebersole. Carrie is a principal of Persuasion Link, an advocacy firm. She began her career over a decade ago in Michigan's competitive political and legislative arena. She is a grassroots activist at the most profound level, and the work she has done has had an important role in shaping the future of Michigan. Carrie has been, amongst other things, considered and identified as one of the most important Democrats in the state of Michigan. We are fortunate to have her not only working on behalf of causes that we all care about, but to have her on First Shift this morning. And, Carrie, it's great to visit with you again.
Good morning. Good morning, Tony. But I must feel like everyone else does, recovering from that Tiger game last night.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, unfortunately. I'll just leave it at unfortunately. As we said this morning, what can you say? It's done. It's over with. And now we just have to cross our fingers and hope for next year for the Tigers. And, you know, maybe hold out a little hope for the Lions this year yet.
That's right.
But anyway, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be back talking about Proposal 4, the Keep Home Care a Safe Choice initiative.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, of all the proposals, I think this is one of the more important ones. It doesn't seem to be getting as much airtime, if you will, and I'm not so sure that's a good thing or necessarily a bad thing. But it is something that deserves more attention, which is why we've asked you to join us again to talk about it. I just want to, if you would, Carrie, walk us through what it's about, what it will do, why it's important.
Certainly. I need to recognize the amazing coalition that I get to work with every day, the Michigan Display Rights Coalition, the Area Agencies on Aging Association of Michigan, ADAPT Michigan, the MS Society, the Disability Network of Oakland Macomb, Access, the ARC Michigan, the list goes on, and a number of law enforcement officials around the state So we are very fortunate to have this type of coalition, but it's really about the issue and the proposal of why folks have come around to support passage of this on Election Day, November 6th. So just a little bit about the proposal. It establishes the Michigan Quality Home Care Council, which would do a few key functions. It would oversee a registry that links home care recipients to pre-screened home care providers in their area, require home care providers on this registry to undergo strict criminal background checks to ensure the safety of home care recipients, give home care providers access to critical job training to better care for our seniors and persons with disabilities. And all these functions, and it actually saves taxpayer dollars and avoided nursing home costs or other institutional costs. I think it's pretty commonsensical that home care is actually less expensive to taxpayers than nursing home or other institutional care. That's been recognized by a couple different studies, one of which is the Anderson Economic Group provided a study along with AARP, did a white paper earlier this year on long-term care, recognizing home care is beneficial in multiple ways, not just savings, but physically and mentally as well.
You know, I saw a commercial, I believe it was yesterday, where this older woman says just the most common sense thing. You know, I sat down and I read the proposal, and this is what it says. You know, Carrie, I'm thinking to myself, why can't all the commercials be this simple? I sat down and read the proposal, and this is what it says. But no, we've got to twist it and turn it. And this is what I find interesting. I just said we're not hearing a lot of negatives about Proposal 4, and I'm suggesting because it's hard to find them.
Well, we've been targeted by one right-wing extreme group, the Mackinac Center, that spends a lot of time on their Capitol Confidential talking about this initiative. And it's really unfortunate because they totally missed the target here in terms of focusing on these home care workers being in a union. They've elected to be in a union, and they are bypassing all the other wonderful things this proposal does, including creating the registry that provides these criminal background checks for the home care providers, links them with recipients in need, seniors, and persons with disabilities. It's a key infrastructure piece that is needed in this state and is recognized by groups that we know work with this every day, the Michigan Disability Rights Coalition. They've been working on this front for many, many, many years and know how critical it is for the folks they advocate for every day.
Well, you know, one of the things, and I just want to make this real, I want this to be something that people can feel, that they can understand. And I just very simple. And it doesn't matter what the situation is, but let's say somebody's hospitalized and they have two choices. One of the choices is to go into a step down unit or a nursing home and convalesce there. The other choice, Carrie Ebersole, is to go into your own home, your own bed, your own bathroom, your own kitchen, to have somebody there to help you take care of perhaps some of the most simple things or the most complicated things you'll have to do while you recover. Studies tell us that when we recover at home, we recover quickly, which means we save money. More importantly, we're in a familiar surrounding. We're more likely to have visitors because our family and friends are certainly much more comfortable coming to visit us in our homes. It's part of our everyday path. Not that they don't come visit us in the nursing home or in the hospital, but it's just a reality. People would rather come to the house. And how many people have been hospitalized where somebody has said, well, I just wanted to wait till you got home, right? Well, we can bring these people home. We can get them the care they need. It's happening all the time. We just want to make sure that they are as protected and they are as honored as they should be, and that the people that are caring for them are qualified, are trained, and want to be doing the jobs they're doing while they're being paid fairly. I don't think that I've twisted anything there, Carrie. I think it's a pretty simple plan.
Absolutely, absolutely. And everyone should have the right to live the life they want and they choose to. And if they need someone to give them a little bit of help, food preparation, cleaning around the house, you know, maybe folks need help just getting out of bed and into bed at the end of the day, but it allows them to lead the life they want. And I think that's really, really important. I think that's something that we'd all want.
Well, I think so, too. I think of there's a woman that lives across the street from me. She's rather elderly. She's in her mid-90s. She's obviously not as active as she once was, Carrie. She has full-time care now because she just can't take care of herself, and she's got some mild dementia. But what I've noticed as I've seen this family that she has created, because she's such a charismatic person, that even in a more diminished stage in her life, she has really kind of built a new family. Her children live out of state. They've made sure that she's been provided for. The home health workers that care for her love her dearly. They take her for walks in her wheelchair when the weather's nice. They all bake for her. She's just somebody they want to take care of. I asked them what they thought of proposal four. To a person, there are four of them because there are 7 days a week care. There are four of them. And to a person, they all said the same thing. It is my prayer that this passes. That's simple.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. And there are stories like that, you know, around the state of caregivers and reflecting on these close relationships they have with the folks they care for. And I think it's just so important. And we are encouraging everyone, along with all of our coalition partners, to vote yes on proposal four on Election Day.
You know, I'm kind of curious because I'm you know, outside of the Mackinac Center, and, you know, the handful of people that might read what they're putting out there. And you know, and let's be honest about it. Carrie, the people that are reading what the Mackinac Center puts out there, unless their accomplices in the media are printing it as well, are really preaching to the choir. And so these are people that probably aren't going to be supportive of what we want to do. But let's be mindful of why they're not supportive. They're not supportive because they don't like unions. And this isn't about a union initiative anyway. So they're kind of stretching the reality of what proposal does. Yes, it does provide a union protection, but they already have it. It's not creating something that's not already there.
Right. I mean, it's really outrageous, some of the focus that we've heard churned out from the right-wing Mackinac Center. We have to be realistic, too, Tony. There is money and nursing home industry involvement here. Now, the Mackinac Center is a C3 organization that doesn't report, you know, who they're all funded by. But you can look at their board and, you know, between them, along with other entities that have run a vote no on 2, 3, and 4, there is nursing home executives that sit on those committees.
Right. Carrie, stay with us. We've got to get to a break, and we'll come back and wrap it up on the other side. I am Tony Trupiano. Carrie Eversole is with us. Vote yes on 4, folks. If you'd like to join us, do it now. 888-552-3595. We've got to get to the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting
for you now.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Follow 1310 WDTW on Facebook and Twitter. Find direct links on our homepage at 1310WDTW.com.
Before I was like a prayer or like a virgin, before I invented MTV, you heard me, Madonna, on the radio.
Radio. You hear it here first.
Ew. It stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is former congressman and national co-chair of the Blue-Green Alliance, Mark Schauer.
What I see in Michigan is growth in the auto sector relating to producing clean vehicles and the president's fuel efficiency standards, which there was a EPA hearing in Detroit. That change, which has been embraced by a coalition of the auto industry, the UAW, and environmental groups, 13 auto companies support it because they know that's what consumers want, and they also know it will create jobs. In Michigan, it'll create about 24,000 jobs, good manufacturing jobs.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Dummies work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trippiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trippiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trippiano on Twitter.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trippiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
My guest is Carrie Ebersol. She is here in support of voting yes on Proposal 4. We are again asking for your calls, 888-552-3595. We welcome Patricia in Dearborn to First Shift. Patricia, nice to hear from you again. You're on the air with Carrie Ebersol.
Thank you, Tony. Good morning to you and to Ms. Ebersol. Ms. Ebersol, I'm a retired home health care aide, and I got into it by happenstance, of course, but I was wondering in regards to the families that would like to have health care aides come into the home for their loved one, would this also set up a nice resource center for those family members?
Yes, the council that oversees the home care registry, so Proposal 4 would establish the Michigan Quality Home Care Council, and that would be the resource that folks can reach out to looking for pre-screened with criminal background check home care providers. And essentially each person would be matched with, you know, three or so possibilities in their area that they can interview and meet with. to see if it's a good match for the home care needs of the person needing care. Now, keep in mind, this is for publicly funded. So right now it's been currently serving a Medicaid population, and it doesn't force you to use the registry, but it is an access point. As I mentioned earlier, it's a key infrastructure piece for folks looking for home care services in their community.
And I would think that that would bring great comfort. You know, it's one of the things you know, Carrie, especially in for a lot of people, when you need a home health aid, it's not necessarily something that you have a lot of advance notice on. Sometimes these are emergent situations, or depending on you know, the situation, you know somebody enters the hospital for whatever reason, things don't go as planned, and all of a sudden, you know, you find yourself in a situation for your family where you need an aid, and you know this is not something that you pre-planned for. So this, I would think, brings a great deal of relief and comfort to families that all of a sudden need to make this choice.
Now, it can be a huge challenge. I've heard many stories across the state of folks needing care and not necessarily being able to find the right access points to give them a choice of who to bring into their home. There's folks that have run want ads in the paper, and it has, you know, and some of these folks need this type of care to get out of bed in the morning. Or to get into bed, or just, you know, a few things around the house. It's really critical for them to get on with their day. And we need to make it as easy as possible to find safe, quality home care in the state, period.
Well, you know, Carrie, when you stop and think about something else that we haven't really discussed, which is dignity. If I'm the patient, if I'm the one that needs care, I want to make sure that the relationship I have with my home care worker is a trusted relationship. Whether it's sometimes it's a lot more invasive than just needing help getting out of or getting back into bed. Sometimes it's about, you know, helping somebody on or off the toilet or having to cleanse somebody. You know, that can be very uncomfortable, and that relationship needs to be a respectful relationship.
Absolutely. You know, I'll reference another person. His name's Quentin, lives in the Detroit metro area, and he's had his home care provider for 15 years. And, you know, he himself will reflect on, you know, how critical that relationship is, that trusted relationship, because there is bathing, there is dressing, and those types of, you know, very close care that is needed for him to be able to live the life he wants in his own home. Be able to go about his day in a safe, quality way.
Well, again, dignity certainly does matter. Let's talk for a minute, Carrie, again about, we talk about saving money. How does Proposal 4 help save money?
So there's a couple different ways, actually, but there are times where folks, as you mentioned earlier, Tony, that, you know, we actually had a person who appeared in one of our television ads. Her name's Monette. She actually lives in the Grand Rapids area. And she had trouble after having a surgery. And she actually got transitioned to a nursing home. And she's like, I don't want to be in here to recover. I want to be at home. And how can I do that? And with home care, she was able to be at home and recover from her surgery appropriately. So there are instances like that. There's other folks. I think last time I was on the show, I talked about a person up in the Flint area who was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy at the age of 4 and unfortunately lost both his parents by the time he was 18. And if it wasn't for home care, he would be forced into another institution. As I referenced, there's been numerous studies that have referenced home care as less expensive than institutional care. And these folks don't necessarily need around-the-clock, you know, help, but they need help just for some core services to get about their day. That's one area of savings. Another is one of the things the council had been doing before the legislature abruptly defunded and dismantled the program was they were actually working with the unemployment agency and making sure that workers that were home care workers weren't also collecting unemployment benefits as well. So there was some savings to the state recouped in that way as well.
Well, I still go back to, you know, again, there's so many basics here. One of the basics is sometimes you find yourself in a situation where the family can't dedicate a family member for home health care, which is why some of these people do end up in homes, because they just don't understand the way the process worked. One thing that Proposal 4 has successfully done is started a conversation that we have to continue after the election to continue to have, which are the options that people with disabilities or people that need medical attention, so that they understand what their options are, because this has opened up an entirely new discussion. The last time I had you on, I heard from people from all over Metro Detroit that said, I had no idea these kinds of services were available. Well, you know, that's because we just don't talk about this enough.
No, that's right. That's right. And hopefully if Proposal 4 passes, there'll be an opportunity to really promote the council and the service that it provides to the folks around Michigan.
Well, we'll remind people again, there's a website we can send them to. Carrie, what is that website?
Please visit keephomecaresafe.org, and right there you will see more information about Proposal 4 along with our amazing coalition I've referenced. And I know you were talking to the ARA, and their Michigan chapter has actually endorsed us. So we're really, really thankful and grateful for their support as well.
Well, that's wonderful. And, yeah, they are next up on the docket. Carrie Ebersole, I doubt that we'll have a chance to visit before next Tuesday, but I want to thank you for the two visits you gave to us. And it is my hope that Proposal 4 will pass with flying colors. I'm optimistic that it will. It would just make everybody's lives easier. And I just want to go back to that one word, dignity. When people think about home health care, when they think about that loved one, that friend, think about the word dignity, because that's what Proposal 4 is all about. Carrie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. Take care.
You bet. All right, a quick break here.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter, and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Recently on First Shift,
Pastor Reverend D. Alexander Bullock.
If we're organized, then we can push the elected officials to represent the people, to make sure that resources are expanded and spread throughout the region in a way that is equitable and helpful for all people. We should have no child left behind, no community left behind. We should not have a race to the bottom, but there should be a floor for the poor and indeed a roof for the rich.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310. WDTW.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care,
safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
The odds of this Alaskan-born pitcher being selected to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game 6 times? 1 in 48 million. The odds of this fast-balling philanthropist winning the World Series 3 times? 1 in 3 million. The odds of this man having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling. Learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Attention swimmers, get out of the water. Everybody, out of the water immediately.
Dude, is that...
It's a pair of thunder thighs. Big ones, too. That mom, who's been swimming a lot with her kids, must have lost them.
Whoa. I heard about this happening once up at Laguna.
Small step number 54. Play with your kids. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
1310 WDTW
was forward, and we have plenty of reason. Let me welcome back a very good friend of this program. And of this host. She, of course, is the Michigan State Director for a group I have a great affinity for. That is Working America. And we welcome back to First Shift, Fran Brennan. Fran, what an honor to have you on this morning.
Good morning, Tony, and thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. We always appreciate being able to talk to you and your listeners.
Well, you know, it's interesting. In the almost 20 years I've been doing talk radio, Fran, this is the first time I didn't have a piece of paper in front of me with notes and questions, and I just wanted to talk to you, and I wanted to do it on air because you and I are that good together. We have nothing to hide, and, you know, I've got to tell you, without Working America, we would not have accomplished much of what we did in the last election cycle. And for those people that are not aware of the work that Working America does, it is actually quite nonpartisan in so many ways. It really is about social consciousness. It really is about a voice that was not out there. And it really was about reaching into, literally reaching into households that aren't necessarily union, that aren't necessarily blue, and educating them on the issues that are before them. And I think that that is more than worthy of the effort. I think it's important that we continue on that path. I'm assuming you agree.
I do agree, and thank you. Thank you for all the accolades. And, yes, you're absolutely right about who we represent. I do want to underscore that we really don't have any union members in our membership. Our goal is to give a voice, and as you know, Tony, to those people who don't feel that they have a voice at the workplace. And so we are representing all the non-union people who need to be heard and often feel that they're not.
Absolutely. In fact, I've had union people say to me, well, they've never knocked on my door, and I tell them on purpose. They've done that on purpose. Fran, certainly we can take a look back, but I have you here to take a look forward. In order for any organization to stay relevant, they obviously have to have a goal moving forward. The election's over. I'm sure the office is a little cleaner than it was a week ago. You know, you've had a little time to take a nap. What does Working America look like moving forward?
You know, it's exciting because I think this election cycle helped crystallize for a lot of people that what really does work are those conversations, those one-on-one discussions with your family members, your friends, and your neighbors. And that's what Working America, the core of our belief, is that we're reaching out to people in the community, giving them the information they're asking for, and then through those conversations, giving them an empowerment so that they feel that they can go and engage their friends and their neighbors. And what we witnessed, Tony, nationally, I think, was that, you know, it evidently doesn't matter how extremely outnumbered we are by dollars, that if we have if we're representing the people and we're having the message that they want, that we can be victorious in our goals. And I think we witnessed that with President Obama being reelected. I know that for our members, the knowledge of having security with their health care, the potential of having better jobs, of having better quality education for their children, all played into President Obama getting reelected. And I think, you know, you and so many people know all the efforts that were made against him, and yet they fail. I mean, in essence, across the country, people recognize that those conversations and the truth bore more importance than some of that vitriolic and scary information that was being released throughout the last few months.
No, certainly a story that you could probably tell hundreds, if not thousands, of times of how many doors you knocked on where people just said these simple words, "I had no idea."
Yeah, and you know, one of the interesting things, we have a member who was quoted as, you know, saying, you know, a news person was asking, "What, do you really like this? The person coming to your door and interrupting your evening schedule and talking to you about issues that you're concerned about?" And he responded by saying, "Yes, because I get to ask questions to the person, the Working America person at the door. I don't get to ask questions to the person on the TV." And I think that's really what we're trying to emphasize here, is that we need that engagement. We need that dialogue going back and forth, and then that information being information that is reliable. You know, Tony, Working America prides itself on making sure that whatever we're saying, whatever our issues are, that we are factual, that we can support it with legitimate organizations, and that we're giving our members that information that they can feel confident about, that it's been vetted and that it is, you know, correct. And that kind of reputation, along with the ability of our organizers to be able to have those conversations, really kind of mobilized so many more people this year. We were astounded that nationally, two-thirds of our members voted for President Obama. And what's unique here about that is that, you know, 70% of our members self-identify as moderate or conservative. So we're not talking that this is, you know, slanted toward the Democrats. It's really not. This is simply letting people know that having those conversations and giving people accurate information empowers all of us.
Well, you know, and Fran, Brendan, I think that certainly Working America embodies the reality of what America has becoming. Sharing the statistics you just shared with us, I have been having an ongoing dialogue that is the common thread through the last week, has been this idea that conservative, whatever that means, or Republican, whatever that means, has changed. That people that actually are on the ground, that go to work every day, that struggle, that succeed, let's put some positive on this, that are raising happy, healthy families, even if they identify as being Republican, are socially not as conservative as they once were. You know, we're getting all kinds of data coming out of the election, all those exit polls, all the polls that are done immediately after an election. And what we're finding out is it wasn't that Mitt Romney wasn't palatable to them. It was the Republican brand that they're no longer represented. So, you know, by virtue of what Working America does, which is an education effort, and that's what it is, you don't tell people you have to vote Democrat. You don't tell people you have to be pro this or anti that. You educate people and allow them, and I think in a very respectful way, Fran Brennan, allow them to make their own decisions.
Thank you, and that is what we strive to do, Tony. We try to just give them the information that so often they aren't privy to. You know, I think we've mentioned this before that, you know, with the reduction of a lot of the newspapers and the news media outlets and people being so busy in their lives and doing so much on a day-to-day basis, having information that's going on at your state legislative level and even information at the federal level can be so very confusing. And sometimes you just want to disengage and not even participate in watching news because you just need to have a break. And so our organizers coming to the door and just having that conversation of what your biggest concern is and what we can share with you regarding that seems to really play an important role, and we're really proud to have the opportunity to do that.
Well, and obviously people open the door. People are willing to have that discussion. I happen to know that there are, amongst your members, people that are stunned by how grateful they are that somebody took the time to stop, to listen, to talk, to educate, to have even a debate. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with any or all of that, Fran Brennan. And as we take a look at what we must do moving forward, not stopping, not taking a break, not waiting until this date next year, it's really about continuing to motivate, empower, and educate people going forward.
It is. And in fact, when you emphasize the nonpartisan part of it, one of our campaigns was a very nonpartisan approach to educate people on actually the ballot and the difference between the partisan section of the ballot and the nonpartisan section of the ballot. And it was a hard conversation. It's very complicated information, and people genuinely appreciated it. We had so many people saying that they didn't know that if they voted maybe straight party ticket that they weren't voting for the nonpartisan section of the ballot. We had people telling us that they hadn't voted before, and now they were looking forward to feeling more confident.
Absolutely.
About voting the first time.
And Fran, let me interrupt you. We got to take the break. Stay where you're at. We'll continue our discussion with Fran Brennan from Working America after we do this.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5022.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
And we're back. Bob from Scranton, you're on the air.
Hi, Ted. Love the show. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a special someone out there you'd like to talk about?
There is, Ted. I recently lost a very big part of my life.
You'd been together a long time?
Since college. This is for my belly, my paunch, my spare tire. I know we had some good times. God knows I'll never forget that night in Albuquerque with the burritos.
It's never easy to lose something that's been such a huge part of you, Bob. Where'd the magic go?
Well, I'd recently begun taking the stairs more and more instead of the elevator, and then we started seeing less and less of each other. One day, it was just gone.
Small step number 67. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now, Director of Hellbound, Kevin Miller.
Yeah, well, definitely. And that's something I would say is that this debate over hell, some people might say, I don't need to watch that film. I don't believe in hell. Well, in Hellbound, what we do is we draw a connection between what we believe in and the kind of world we create. And underlying every society is some form of worldview that is going to give rise to an internal set of values which we externalize into laws and all that sort of thing. And so if the foundation of your worldview includes a God who ultimately uses violence as a problem solver, we're going to become a very violent people.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano on 1310 WDTW.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Recently on First Shift,
Junior Senator from the state of Michigan, Debbie Stabenow, who joins us now.
You know, we in Michigan are a tough, independent lot. Folks expect you to work hard and earn their vote, and so I work hard to do that every day. And having lived in Michigan my whole life, I feel a real commitment to Michigan to make sure that I'm there in the middle of the fights that are going to make the difference for us.
First Shift on 1310 WDPW.
What I want to be when I grow up by Johnny Mike.
Dad, it's John. I got the promotion. We'll call him John Jr.
You'll speak over 500 million words in your lifetime, but none of them will be as important as the words you use to tell your six-year-old he has cancer. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Now, Fran Brennan, my guest, the Michigan Director of Working America. Find them online at workingamerica.org. We'll get that up on the Facebook page. We're just talking about the function of Working America and looking forward. Fran, I would imagine, as you know, one of the proposals that did not pass on last Tuesday was Proposal 2, which would have enshrined collective bargaining rights into the Constitution. We're already hearing lots of conversation about right to work. Is this a fight that Working America is willing to take on?
What Working America does is really the agenda is driven by our members. But I think if you recall from last year, Tony, actually I think it was the first time I was on your show, was because of our members' concerns specifically around right to work against teachers that was going on earlier in the year. And then designs to try to privatize teaching with K-12 incorporated, and how really mobilized and engaged our members got because they were so disturbed by this. So I think it's something that our members feel is an issue that the best procedure is to focus on getting good quality jobs in the state of Michigan and getting and improving our educational system for all our students and all our children. And typically, I think most people will agree that doing something with regards to right to work isn't about rebuilding Michigan. That would be about politics. And our members have been very clear. They really want our elected officials to be doing the work about rebuilding Michigan and about getting the jobs and the better quality living that we want in our communities. And they want our elected officials to do their jobs. And part of what happened in this last election cycle was that there was some accountability. There was some reckoning of what had, you know, some of the votes that some of our elected officials took that our members didn't feel were in the best interest of the community and of that representative's constituents. And so I think it would be a mistake if legislators right now during this lame duck session don't focus on rebuilding Michigan and instead focus on political gamesmanship that right now our members feel it would be inappropriate and very short-sighted.
You know, the last I knew, and I'm sure the number has grown, you were obviously well over 100,000 members. I was a part of that really amazing celebration that night in Ypsilanti. It was a very special evening, Fran, and I again want to thank you for inviting me to participate in that. And I know your numbers continue to grow, and I know that one of the goals, of course, is to attract more people to what Working America is and does and is about. Ultimately, as we are continuing to have this discussion, you just said something that really piqued my interest. It is the members that decide what you work on. There aren't too many organizations that are inside out like that.
Yeah, you know, I think last year if you had said to someone in Working America, or maybe in 2011, if you had said that we would be working on cyber school legislation, you know, I have to be honest with you, I wouldn't have really known what you were talking about. And because of our members' concerns, it became a real focal point for us. And I think, you know, in a way we all benefit because we have those conversations that we were talking about earlier. And we aren't going to tell people what they're supposed to be doing. We are truly having that dialogue. And when you do that, Tony, as you know, typically both people learn something if you're listening and sharing. So that's kind of what Working America is about, is we really are going to talk to people about what their concerns are and really listening to them. And then from that point, trying to determine ways in conjunction with our members of how to achieve the goals that we our members want to try to achieve.
Well, you know, again, I'm just I'm so glad we're having this discussion today, Fran, because it's great to talk about Working America without it, and not that I, of course, mind, you know I don't, and without it being about a particular topic or a particular cause or a particular fight. Not that we're not going to have those conversations in the future. I may have you on next week for all I know, and happy to do it. I just think it's important for those that are listening to us this morning that want to be engaged in something, that want to belong to something, that want to believe in something, that Working America is an option for them. That's all I'm really trying to accomplish this morning.
You know, and you are such a good friend, and I thank you so much for doing this, because we are out there and we are in everyone's neighborhoods and we're trying to let people know about us. But because of opportunities that you give us and others give us, it gives us a larger voice to give other people that we haven't reached yet information about us. And I think that there's a lot of people, not just in Michigan, this is nationally, but I'm speaking for Michigan right now, who you know, things are getting a little bit better, but they're still concerned, and they still don't understand a lot of what's going on. And I think, too, a lot of people think that there's a lot of anger. And what we're finding with our organizers is that there's not a lot of anger. Actually, your communities are really full of people with hope that care about each other and that want to work together. And that is something that's really empowering, because it strips away that kind of element of fear and I'm going to just stick with myself in my house and not do anything. But the reality is that there's a lot of people out there and that they care. And we have fun together too. And I think you kind of witnessed that yourself. It's truly a community organization that becomes kind of an extended large family. And I'm really grateful that I have the opportunity to be the state director with so many great members.
Yeah, well, and certainly there are some amazing people, a very diverse group of people with diverse knowledge and skill sets. Certainly I learn from you every time I have you on. You're always wonderful about providing me with information I thought I had and didn't. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why the relationship we have with Working America, and more specifically with you, Fran Brennan, works as well as it does, because ultimately, and you just said it perfectly, ultimately we live in communities and we all want the same things, no matter what side of the political aisle you may fall on. Who doesn't want safer neighborhoods, Fran? Who doesn't want better schools? Who doesn't want accountability? Who doesn't want transparency? Who doesn't want better access to health care? Who doesn't want fairness in the workplace? I mean, who doesn't want those things?
You're so right, and I think what happens often is that people are hearing and reading information that is making it sound like we're all on opposing sides. And when you have that conversation, you do realize that we're not on opposing sides. We actually all want the same things. We might have different ways of seeing how to get to that goal, but those are all discussions that people can have and can have in an amicable way and work toward getting to the goal.
And you've proved and I'm sorry, Fran, we're out of time, but you've proved that in spades. I know you'll be back. I appreciate you. I appreciate our friendship, and I appreciate Working America. Thanks so much for taking some time with us today.
Thank you.
Fran Brennan, again, the Michigan State Director for Working America.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet,
tweet. 1310 WDTW. Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hey, it's Tony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now on for 4 full hours from 6 to 10, Monday through Friday, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Listen on iHeartRadio, NBC.
NBC News Radio, I'm Barton Eckert. Bargain seekers are jamming stores as the official start to the holiday shopping season is underway.
It was a record crowd, no question about it.
Macy's CEO Terry Lundgren says 11,000 lined up at their New York City location. CNBC's Courtney Reagan says for others, the Black Friday crowds are not as frantic as years past.
Lost some significance with the proliferation of the internet. More and more consumers are jamming servers from their couches instead of busting doors of the stores. In fact, IBM says Thanksgiving online sales are up nearly 18% from last year.
Black Friday began with a bang in New Jersey. Residents of Camden County experienced a minor earthquake shortly after midnight. The U.S. Postal Service is trying same-day delivery in San Francisco this holiday season. The cash-strapped service needs to offset steady declines in standard mail. This is NBC News Radio. Israeli forces have killed a Gaza man despite the ceasefire. NBC's Stephanie Gosk is in Tel Aviv.
The 20-year-old man was shot and killed near the border this morning, and 10 others were wounded in a gun battle when they got too close to the Israeli side. This could potentially cause problems for what is already a delicate ceasefire, and right now there's not a lot of optimism on either side.
The Taliban says a suicide car bombing today in eastern Afghanistan was to retaliate for the execution of four of their members. It will be a short day, but it's back to business on Wall Street after a break for Thanksgiving. Markets are coming off across-the-board gains on Wednesday. European markets have been up this morning. A group is coming under fire for placing small Confederate flags in front of a Confederate soldier's monument in North Carolina. Local leaders are considering taking action to restrict the practice. I'm Barton Eckert, NBC News Radio.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks. You went to Jared.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared.
One day only while supplies last. Visit Jared for a Pandora Limited Edition 2012 Precious Gift Charm. Available Friday, November 23rd. See store for details.
This Black Friday at the Home Depot, Ryobi's OnePlus 18-volt drill and impact driver kit is only $99. It includes two lithium-ion batteries, a one-hour charger, even a tool bag. A $200 value, $99. The early bird gets a special buy. So point your sleigh to the Home Depot Friday at 5 a.m. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last through November 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Kids can tell you, when is the best time to tell mom bad news? You flunked the test, you broke your glasses. Well, when she's not paying attention, of course. Wall Street knows it, too. Black Friday often is the slowest trading day of the year. Market is open half a day, and the few investors not already on vacation head for the exits early. So that's when companies often reveal their bad or embarrassing news or make regulatory filings after everyone's gone. Most reviewers, professional and consumer, would agree that Sony and Panasonic are two companies whose products are not junk, but the same cannot be said for the company's financial situations. Fitch Ratings has cut the credit ratings of Sony and Panasonic to junk status, citing the need for aggressive turnaround strategies and the likely sky-high costs they will accrue as a result. Ahead of a shortened Black Friday trading session, S&P futures gaining 3 points, NASDAQ futures up 9, Dow futures up 28, in early electronic trades, oil futures down a quarter to $87 a barrel. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. So call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. Get a free security system with free activation and free hardware. You pay for just a $99 installation fee and monitoring services. Call right now and you'll also get 6 door and window sensors for free. Call right now, 1-888-427-1444. 1-888-427-1444. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Total cost $13.31.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320KY, City of Louisville, 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Total package includes 6-door window sensors. Call now, 1-888-427-1444.
Honey, why is there a turkey in the car?
Oh, turkey's ready.
Turkey.
Yeah, we've got shopping to do. See ya.
This is no ordinary Thanksgiving. Sears Black Friday starts 8 p.m. Thursday with over 1,000 incredible doorbusters throughout the store. Find great gifts from the top brands for everyone on your list. And we're open all night with even more unbelievable doorbusters starting 4 a.m. Friday. This is how to gift. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas can only take you so far. While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate can go a little farther. When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano will return live to 1310 AM this Monday. We now present some of our favorite moments from past shows. Happy holidays and enjoy.
And empowered voices of Union Circle, Gary Bingham and Joe Lentini. And Gary and Joe, welcome to First Shift. I want to thank you both for being in studio with us today. And just thought, you know, since we're building a family here, might as well bring the two Papa Bears in so everybody can meet everybody. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having us.
I appreciate it. You know, Gary, let me start with you. Let's talk about, this is not something that you guys just decided a couple of months ago. Hey, you know, we need to put this social networking site together. So tell us a little bit about how this came to be.
Well, about 8 months ago, we met with some people that were, one time, one of the guys did some work for AOL, and he's been developing programs, and we started talking about unions and how the unions today are, all the jobs that they're losing, and what's been going on, and And we said, gee, a good thing would be if we could get everybody together where everybody could be fighting one force. And it gives them a little bit more power. As you know, since the Reagan administration was there, I mean, the Democrats have lost all power and continually gone down. And in the last 5-6 years with the economy the way it is, nobody seems to know where they're going. And we just thought that if we put something together, it would work. And especially it kind of works with us. It works with our other business, everything that we do. All of our companies have always been union. We go after the unions. We want them to be us.
All right. Well, Joe, let's talk about the other things that you do before we talk a little more specifically about Union Circle. What is it that your companies, because there are multiple companies, what is it that you folks do?
We have two primary companies. One is a utility contracting firm called LECOM, Inc., and our members are IBW Local 17. And we have another company called Golden Dental Plans, which is a dental HMO. And we service all the building trades, Teamsters, some UAW, Wayne County, Macomb County, City of Detroit. And our members in that company are UAW. So we are pro-union. We're union companies. And, you know, not just as a union company, but as a vendor of organized labor, we saw this. There's a struggle there for us to communicate with the membership. And a lot of the locals are having that same struggle. So one of the main goals of Union Circle is to try to help the local interact with the membership a little better. And the membership interact with the local as well. So it's a platform to communicate and to grow, to share ideas. It's free, and we're really excited about it.
You know, I I'll throw this question back to Gary. I have been astounded. You know, we've been promoting this about a month, a little over a month now. We've shared this with a lot of people. We've had a lot of people join, and yet I haven't had one negative comment. I haven't had one person say, well, this functionality doesn't work, or I don't think this is going to, not one negative comment. And I'm just curious, because you guys now have been live with this about the same amount of time I've been on board. I mean, live in a bigger way. Are you getting nothing but positive? I mean, normally I get negative feedback. I'm not getting, not a word, not a negative word, not one.
Actually, Tony, we are getting nothing but positive feedbacks out of this. And one of the key things that we're noticing with a lot of the unions that we deal with and a lot of the unions that we're going after, they're looking forward to being on because they do not have a media sense for them to get to their members other than maybe mail or newsletters or this. This way now they can be able to go online, they can post the jobs that are coming up, they can post the activities that are going on in the union, they can do everything, get to their members immediately instead of waiting for it to go through the mail. And half the times, as you know, in the mail, people don't read it. Yeah. Especially they think it's junk mail.
Well, and social media has become the way to do it. So to build this in that model, and Joel, I'll turn to you again, to build in that model of either Facebook or Twitter, what I find fascinating is you've integrated it with those things. So you don't have to leave anything to join this. You can actually integrate it with what you're already doing. So I'll give you credit for being a visionary there.
No, and that was by design. But it's also, the site's working extremely well. But we're just starting to really grow the membership. And as the membership grows, the site's going to get more and more exciting because we have a tremendous amount of vendors that are looking to offer discounts to our members. You know, because it's not just voting power and the speaking power of Union Circle, but there's some buying power there too, and we want our membership to be able to share in that. So we've got a lot of vendors that are going to be on, I would say within 2 weeks, where you're going to see discounts, coupons all over. Giveaways are going to be expanded. There's a lot of people that want to give us products just you know, to be able to get the word out there of what they have. We're trying to promote companies that are pro-union. And if they are union, that's even better. But we'll take union-friendly, too.
All right. And so that people understand this, this for both of you, if there are companies that are listening to us right now that have something to offer, you want to hear from them.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally. Let me give you a for instance, Tony. When we first started this, we did a major presentation to all the presidents of all the building trade unions, probably in January. At that time, there was a big picket line out in front of Art Van, their location. The carpenters have been picketing them for 6-8 months at least, minimum. We ended up doing the presentation. One of the gentlemen who was a partner of ours that's doing a lot of the advertising, Alan Sussman from Sussman Sykes, was happened to be sitting in the room, heard the carpenters were, you know, yeah, we don't want our van. Well, Art Van happened to be his client. He went back, met with Art Van, met with the people. The next day we had a meeting with Mike Jackson, the head of the Carpenters, and they pulled the picket line off. They fired the non-union company, brought in a union company, and they've been with us ever since. That's just the power of this. You know, they were afraid that all the unions get together. That's a lot of people other than just a few people.
You know, let me just ask you both, because this is kind of, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, building the better mousetrap. And so you have this idea. And I'm sure that, you know, when you guys first thought about doing this and got that small team together and got excited about it, you start to wonder, you know, really, is there going to be a market for this? Are people going to get excited about it? And here we throw it out there. I'll give you an example. There's a guy last week that joined, and I saw he joined on Monday. I saw him on Wednesday, and he said to me, I'm off work for a couple of weeks. I'm not going to be back until mid-August. But I noticed yesterday when I went on unioncircle.com, he's been going nuts. He's doing posting all kinds of videos and links. And so I sent him an email this morning before I came in. I get up, as you guys know, I get up awfully early, and I sent him an email this morning. I said, hey, Brian, you know, tell me what's going on. It seems to me like you're having way too much fun. He said, I cannot wait to get to work and share this with people. So what he said, do you have any brochures? Because I have one here. So I'm going to have to get some of these from you guys. I'll come by the office because you're in Warren. I'll come by the office and get some. But he can't wait. I mean, people are chomping at the bit. Did you expect that people would react this strong a way? Because I didn't expect people to react this strongly.
We didn't really know how powerful it would be until we got started. And the more union leadership that we met with, the more we realized how exciting it was. So we think we're going to surpass all our goals as far as membership. We think it's going to be very, very exciting.
And this is, by the way, I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is a national website. I don't want people, and that's the other thing I've been trying to stress. In fact, I'm guest hosting the Ed Schultz Show the next 3 days, mm-hmm. and I'm going to really promote this to his audience. This is a national community. This is not just local. This isn't Southeast Michigan. This is a national community, right?
Absolutely.
Plus, we're also international. We've now picked up all the building and construction trades in Canada. They're now members of Union Circle. The electricians, the bricklayers, they've all joined Union Circle. So we're pretty happy with that.
I would be, too. And this is just such a neat thing. I found a video. This is my own little testimony. I found a video at unioncircle.com, and it was on, and I'll get into more specifics later, but it was on a company, a trade, the Associated Builders and Contractors, which is a right-leaning anti-union organization. And it beautifully explained what they were, because I sometimes, even though I'm a word guy, sometimes I have trouble just explaining this stuff. So somebody had posted this video on there. Joe, you're looking at me like, have you seen that video?
No, not yet.
Oh, you got to see it. It's great. Well, I took it, and not only did I post it, and this is where I love the Facebook function, not only did I comment on it on the unioncircle.com site, but I also posted it to Facebook, and we got hundreds of comments on it. Wouldn't have happened without Union Circle. And it was a great video. It's 6 minutes long. It was perfectly done. And I had more people thank me for posting that, but I would have never found it without UnionCircle.com.
Well, we also have within Union Circle is UnionCircleNews.com.
Yes,
and it's the largest single site for labor related articles that you can find, and we're drawing information from all over the country.
See, now this is where you're in trouble, because I told Cheryl, you know, I'm keeping notes. You guys are going to get. She goes, that's fine. Send me your notes. We want to hear from you. Because, oh, you know, you got it. I just warning you. You got some of my notes coming your way.
Good.
When you, like Joe said, with the Union Circle News, you go on. I mean, there's so many different articles, and it's updated every day. I mean, there's something new being posted and updated every day. So you can go on, you can find something new. Plus, for those guys that like to be on the computer and play games and stuff, we've even added an area where they can just play games. We have a variety of games for them to sit there and do if they want to do them.
Well, I've been really, really pleased with, you know, hey, we're always nervous, right, when it's our thing. Don't tell me that you weren't that. When you guys said to me, hey, go in there and play with it, you're nervous, right? You think, okay, what's Tony going to think? Well, I'm the same way. So I started sharing this before I even mentioned it on the air. I sent it to a handful of people and said, hey, go on there, join, friend me, my producer, Jeff. I said, you know, and then let me know what you think. And here I am crossing my fingers, going, oh, boy. just because I like it doesn't mean everybody's going to like it, right? Come on, right. We've all had that experience. Absolutely. Well, you know, not a negative word. So
no, Gary and I are not Facebook guys. I mean, we're not guys that were on Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't get
prior
the
to this
impression
concept, we really aren't. We're not surfing on that much. And
well, you're pretty busy.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Guys, can you stay with me a little longer?
Sure, sure.
Okay, great. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. UnionCircle.com. Again, I want to point out that it's free. You can go right now and sign up. And then I want you to friend me. All you have to do is search my name, and I'm there, and friend me, and I'll accept your friend request, and we're good to go. Quick break. We'll come back and talk more about this on the other side. Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen, be heard, take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook. Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
10 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. Gary Bingaman and Joe Lentini are with me from UnionCircle.com. UnionCircle.com. 40 million members of labor around the country. Now, that's just in the U.S. You guys were mentioning Canada, so that gives us, I don't know, probably another 5 million or more. This does have an, if it ends up having an international flavor, and interestingly, the American Federation of Teachers had their national conference in Detroit this past week, and I did the show from Kobo and spoke with some people out of the U.K. and where the union structure there was surprisingly similar to what it is here. I wasn't really sure what to expect, but the more I talked to these people, you know, it was just all very, very interesting. Maybe we can get them involved. But let me ask this question, because it's a question that's been asked of me. Not every union seemingly is represented on your list of unions right now, but that's only a function of you haven't gotten to everybody yet. So it's, I mean, eventually, and we're not going to assume anything because people do need to sign into this. I mean, they need to buy in, but I can't imagine that you're not going to have everybody on board. Can you?
No, and the way the program is designed, once members from a certain union start joining, then we'll reach out to that union and we'll notify them that their page is active and allow them to take ownership of it.
Fair enough. I mean, you know,
it's a simple process.
Right. I mean, because I've had a couple people say, hey, I belong to this union and I didn't see them on the list. And okay, well, that doesn't mean you can't do it. First of all, you don't need to be in a union. We'll talk about that in just a moment. You don't need to be in a union, but if your union's not on there, that doesn't mean that, we don't need some kind of coronation or blessing. If you live and breathe, you can join UnionCircle.com. So it's that simple. And there's no negative to your union not being on that list. But let's talk about opening this up to everybody. I think that's a brilliant idea. Gary, I'll ask you, why did you make the decision not to make this exclusive to just union folks?
Well, we thought there's plenty of people out there that really believe in unions and believe what they stand for. They believe in the democratic policies, and we just thought it would be right to have everybody involved that wanted to be involved. As we said, the pages that we set up for each union is they could set up their own private page where they have only access to them and their members, or they can invite anybody and everybody in, so they have that limitation to keep them out if they don't really want them out. But we want everybody to join. We want everybody to be part of UnionCircle.com.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, one of the things that I like about when you – every time you go in, you get, well, I don't want to ruin it. Folks go, you just got to go because you can actually win stuff right away. Right now, you can go win stuff.
Today.
I'm going to leave it alone, though. I keep on thinking, if I win, I think I'm going to have to donate it back because I already feel like I'm getting so much out of it. I really am enjoying this website, guys. I mean, I'm enjoying it maybe more than I should, but I'm really enjoying it's the functionality. The idea of it is what really excites me, because something that we've talked about on this show many, many times, maybe you've even heard us talk about it, to be in the ground floor of something is what's really exciting. Why don't you both address that? Because talk about ground floor, you guys are the founders of this. So, Joe?
Well, again, I mean, the concept just came up because we saw the need to communicate. A lot of unions that we deal with, a lot of locals have got some dynamic websites. But the membership's just not really visiting it on a regular basis. So the intent of Union Circle is to create a little more excitement, a little more reason for the member to come to that site. And once he's at that site, the local can engage him or the international can engage him. They can steer him to their website. They can send any kind of information they want to him. They can send it to his cell phone. There's all kinds of levels of functionality to this. Not only can a... there are controls that you don't have with other social platforms. There is information that a local may want to share across the country. They may want to share with anybody. There may be some information they would only like to share with their membership. You could have a local that has membership throughout the state where they could actually have inner circles within the circle for different contracts, different negotiations. So it's just a dynamic tool. We've been programming it for... I would say close to a year now. Mm-hmm. So it didn't happen overnight.
And the funny thing is that the input that we keep getting, you know, we just keep developing and developing, and it's, you know, it's a living program. I don't think it'll be ever finished. I think we'll just constantly.
Nor should it ever be finished. I think you make a profoundly important point there. For those that, and I know that one of the things that you, the one of the first things that you both said to me when we met that one morning, is you said if you see something that we should be doing or if somebody suggests that we want to know, you know, send us that information. We want to know, and we can make these changes, you know, pretty damn quickly, and which is one of the great things about technology. Not that I would know, or necessarily you would know how to do this, but you hire the right people to do, and you don't know that because that's what I'd have to do, which is, I'm sure, what I can't see you guys sitting around programming the website. God knows that's true because you're both so very busy. But that's one of the things I like about it is that it is a living, breathing community. And like any community, virtual or otherwise, it's going to grow as the demands of that community grows. I mean, that's pretty exciting.
And we welcome, and we're still developing one aspect of it, and that is something we touched on earlier, and you brought it up, and that's the fact that union-friendly businesses, we do want to help them promote their product. You know, we totally believe in Buy American. This little incident that just occurred with the uniforms for the Olympics,
yeah.
That's unbelievable in our minds, and these things should never happen. So at the very minimum, we want to promote businesses that are hiring in this country, that are producing products in this country. So it's a win-win for everybody.
That is a win-win for everybody. Well, I think that especially as people go on it and explore it, you know, I know that every time it'll happen today because we're talking about this now, and so people are going to go on a little later on today once they get to work or once they get home from work this evening, and I'm going to get a note. That's the other thing I like about one of the other parts of the functionality of the site. Every time somebody joins and sends me a friend request, I get an email from unioncircle.com that says, hey, so-and-so joined, wants to be your friend. I click on a link. It takes me right to the website. I just accept it, and it's done. It's over. It's that simple. I don't have to remember to go on because it automatically emails me to do that, which I appreciate. Somebody that's busy like me, then you don't have to worry about it. And so it'll really be interesting to see what happens over the next couple days because we're doing this now. I'm going to be promoting the heck out of it on this national show that I'm guest hosting the next 3 days. So let's see this thing grow. I'm really kind of curious to see what's going to happen over the next few days. Let's see if we can stress your system out. There's my goal. My goal is to crash you guys.
Well, we hope you do.
Yeah,
we
there
really
you go.
We really appreciate you having us here to
Sorry. Very nice.
No, it's really my pleasure.
I said it on the break, but it's too bad that you're not streaming live because people should see how animated you are and how much fun you are to be with.
Well, I
you know, you're fun to
that.
Listen to, but it's even better when you're in the room.
I appreciate that. We've got to take a break for the top of the hour. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you
for having
all
us.
All right, we'll have you back. We also are both, all three of us are very good friends with Kevin Moore. Quick break for the top of the hour. Stephen Henderson from the Detroit Free Press. When First Shift continues, but we got to get to the break. We'll do it now and be back.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
The odds of this Alaskan-born pitcher being selected to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game 6 times? 1 in 48 million. The odds of this fastballing philanthropist winning the World Series 3 times? 1 in 3 million. The odds of this man having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling. Learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Recently on First Shift.
Welcome, Tom in Detroit.
The one gentleman, the rich ultra-billionaire, that, as you called it, wasted $140 million, and it would have been better to give it to the poor. What do you think, where do you think that $140 million went? What happened to it? Did he just burn it? The money is spent on advertisement, hotels, anything to do. That money is spent. It put people to work. That money wasn't just, they didn't just burn it.
Oh, so now Sheldon Adelson's a job creator. That's what you're saying.
It sure certainly is.
First shift with Tony Trippiano
on 1310 WDPW.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Recently on First Shift,
Pastor Reverend D. Alexander Bullock.
If we're organized, then we can push the elected officials to represent the people, to make sure that resources are expanded and spread throughout the region in a way that is equitable and helpful for all people. We should have no child left behind, no community left behind. We should not have a race to the bottom, but there should be a floor for the poor and indeed a roof for the rich.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano
on 1310 WDPW.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
I mean that they're going to be dormant. In fact, I have in studio with me a couple people that are going to share this story. Joining me now, I'm happy to say, is Chrissy Cates. Chrissy is the recording secretary of the executive board of Teamsters Local 332. And one of the newest members of Teamsters Local 332 is Tanya Chin Ki Fat, a certified nursing assistant with Genesis Convalescent Center. And Chrissy and Tanya, welcome to First Shift.
Well, thank you, Tony.
Thank you so
much. We're glad to be here.
You know, I'm glad you're both here. Big fan of the Teamsters. People don't always understand. They think Teamsters, they think truckers. So slow down, folks. They're a very diverse organization. Chrissy, let me start with you. Let's talk about the diversity of the Teamsters and who they represent.
Well, I can talk specifically about our local in Flint, Local 332. We actually have 80 different contracts out of our local, and it is very diverse, and half of our local is healthcare. And like you said, a lot of people don't realize that we're not all UPS and truck drivers, that we do have a lot of healthcare out of our specific local.
All right, let's talk a little bit, Chrissy, before we turn our microphones over to Tanya for a moment about what's happening or what happened at Genesis Convalescent Center. And are they in Flint proper? Or are they in Flushing? Are they just in the general area?
It's in the general area in Grand Blanc.
Grand Blanc, okay.
Yep, it is actually very close to the actual medical center that is also in Grambling, the Genesis Medical Center.
And you also have members at the Genesis Medical Center, do you not?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
So let's explain how this happens. At some point, Genesis Convalescent Center must have approached you folks, or you approached them, about organizing. Obviously, there were issues there because these things just don't happen out of thin air, correct?
That's correct. And actually, and Tanya can speak really well to this, but they came to us. Quite a few of the employees at the convalescent center approached us at the local asking for help. Things were that bad.
All right. Well, let's, again, turn our attention now to Tanya Chinkeith. Tanya, it's... there's nothing easy about the transition from non-union to union. So I would imagine in the workplace there were specific issues. People don't understand that when you're not unionized, you don't have a nurse-to-patient ratio that's respected. Every supervisor can treat you differently. One can ask you to work 12 hours. Some can ask you to work 18 hours. You can be asked to work a double and then end up working a triple. And people don't understand that those are all parts of the collective bargaining process. You don't have to get terribly invasive here, Tanya, but if you would, what was going on at the convalescent center that concerned you folks?
A lot of concern was dealing with patient care. Staffing and fairness as far as with each employee, you know, like you said, you know, what goes for me may not go for another. But the main concern was for our patients, because if you don't have Tony safe, and I would say pleasant environment, you won't be able to take care of your residents. And that's one of the things that we wanted, to truly take care of our residents. We want to have enough staff to be able to spend quality time with each resident that we had at the convalescent center. Management really was one day to the next. It depends if the wind blew this way, okay, fine. If it went another way, okay, fine. So we just wanted a voice in this.
You know, let's remind people, Tanya, that when you're in a convalescent home, you're there because you need specified care. Some people can't even get out of bed, where others have a little bit more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But you need that one-on-one time with that person, not to mention the fact that these folks are lonely. For a lot of them, they don't get the visitors that they'd like to get. You are their social life.
That's it. We become their family. And I've been at Genesis Convalescent Center for 16 years. So I spend half of my time there at work because I'm a full-time employee, and also the same care that I would give a family member of my own, I would give to my residents at the convalescent center. And we do become. We know what they like, what they don't like, what they can do, if they're having a bad day. It's just like having your grandmother, your aunt. You know, we have a lot of younger people coming in also, so we can relate to them as far as people my age are in the convalescent center also getting taken care of.
You know, Chrissy Cates, what we didn't hear Tanya say was, well, we weren't getting paid enough. Where was the bonus? My vacation time was all whacked out. Not one word about that. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about patient care and how critical that foundational understanding is, if you show up for work every day and you know patient Y really needs that extra 30 minutes and you can't give that to them, as a worker, I can't imagine that that doesn't really get to them after a while.
And that's exactly where they were, Tony. When they came to us, they told us that they had 26 aid vacancies that were not filled. 26, and they weren't posted to fill. They were not taking the effort to even try to give them help. And so it was a big concern for them. They kept asking for help and weren't getting it. And that is a concern. I was told by one RN when we were meeting with this group that she was in charge at one time of 30 people in that convalescent center to try and pass meds on. I can't imagine. I'm an RN myself. And I worked in that medical center for over 16 years. And I can tell you, I can't even imagine as an RN trying to pass meds on 30 patients and do it timely and meet their needs timely.
Well, what people can't see right now is Tanya sitting here shaking her head yes. And yes. I can tell that this is something that really, really bothered you.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about the journey. You meet with Teamsters Local 332. They tell you what has to happen. You guys have to get to work now, and then you've got to be careful how you do this, because word gets out at the wrong time. You can, of course, you are at-will employees at that point. They could have fired you for any reason. And listen, let's be honest about it. I don't care if you've been there 16 days or 16 years. They don't care. It's about economics.
Exactly. That's true, Tony. When we went to the Teamsters, and like you said, they told us what we needed to do, and I was one of them. You know, the old saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Yeah,
so
there you
I
go.
Definitely had to be one of the key players, because I guess they call me the motivated speaker. So it was difficult, but then it wasn't, because all of us there were 10, 15, 20 years, some almost 30 years that been there, and we were just tired. So we wanted fairness. We wanted Chris, when Chris was talking about far as the nurses and the patient, now I'm a nursing assistant. I have 9. And by us being short staff, I will have 9. I may end up having 13 or 14 people that I had to take care of. And like you said, everybody has different needs. Some people you need to spend more time with others, and it just wasn't happening. We had several meetings with management. You know, they said they'll take care of it. Months passed, then years passed, and so we had to do something.
And, of course, you're going to still give the same quality of care patient. I mean, I understand that. You're not going to say somebody needs a bedpan. They need a bedpan.
Exactly.
Tanya, you can't say, hey, listen, I got 8 other people that need me right now. Somebody needs that. You know, and then there's the dignity question here. You want to make sure that these, and let's call them family members, because that's
right.
what they are.
That's
you
right.
want to make sure that there's some dignity in their care. You all understand from a very compassionate place that you want people to feel comfortable. You want them to feel compassion. You want them to feel welcome. And it's very difficult to do that. I imagine you walked away from a lot of shifts going, I can't do this in every other day, but you turned around and did it anyway.
Yes, we did. Yeah. We did. And with the family members, it's hard coming into a facility like this because, you know, people work their whole life not thinking they'll end up in a nursing home. So you try to make this their home because now it is. And it gets hard some days, but we are there for, it's not just a job, it's for the resident.
How long did it take from the time you met with the Teamsters to the time you organized?
I think about 5 months.
Wow, that's Chris. That's
five,
fast.
6 months. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. They came to us in a very, very large group.
Yes.
They were all very motivated to keep to make this happen. And there is a diverse group even at the convalescent center. So besides Tanya as an aide, a nurse's aide, we had dietary involved. We had housekeeping involved. We had the RNs involved. They were all coming at us from every avenue saying we all need the help.
As a union, that has to be empowering for you. Again, let's keep in mind the setting. They're in a convalescent center, what they're doing there. It has to be empowering for you to see that kind of diversity in mass coming to you. And I don't remember what the vote was, but I know it wasn't even close. There was, I mean, to join the union, it wasn't even close. It was ridiculously wonderful in favor of joining the union. But it had to be good news for you, Chris, when that very diverse, massive group comes to you and says, we're ready, because you knew they were.
Yes, we did.
All right, we have to take a quick break. You both stay right where you're at, and we will come right back. Oh, my, this is a great story. See, labor victory, folks. Chris Gates and Tanya Chin Keefat are my guests. They are both now Teamsters and happy about that. We've got more to talk about when First Shift continues.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, Visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Follow 1310 WDTW on Facebook and Twitter. Find direct links on our homepage at 1310WDTW.com.
Chris Gates is with us, the recording secretary and of the executive board of Teamsters Local 332, and Tanya Chi-Ken Fat. She is a certified nursing assistant with the Genesis Convalescence Center in Grand Blanc. And good news. They are now part of Teamsters Local 332. A lot of brothers and sisters at the medical center, so they join a larger family. Chris, let me just for a moment turn my attention to you. We still haven't mentioned finances, economics at all, except to say that we know that management's always looking to save money. I understand that. We have no problem with anybody being profitable. We need them to be profitable. That's how we get paid. And We also want them to be fair. And as Tanya has so eloquently laid this out, this has really mostly been about patient care and making sure that you can. These are very common issues in either nursing or nursing homes or convalescent. These generally are what get people's ire up, right?
Yes, you're correct. And I can say in regards to most of the health care out of our local, besides the convalescent center, we also represent other hospice and we other nursing homes. And, yes, that is pretty much they'll come to us and say it's their work environment, first and foremost. But in regards to the wage rate, you brought that up, and we do want, you know, them to be profitable because we need our jobs too. But it was the unfairness, the being treated unfairly. I can tell you that one of the issues they said that that was put on a list, actually, of their of issues is that they haven't had pay raises in over, what, Tanya, 4 or 5 years, some of them.
Bonuses that we had, we haven't had those in a while.
Yep. Those got taken away, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I know that was a little piece. But to listen to this group of employees, it wasn't the biggest issue. It was how they were disrespected and talked to and yelled at openly in hallways. It was the unfair treatment between coworkers, and it was them advocating, as we do as healthcare professionals, for our patients in whatever forum you're in, whether it's hospice, the medical center. That is what we do. We advocate so they get good treatment. So, yes, wages were part of it, but it wasn't, like, the top thing on
No, and, it, and that's the point I was trying to make. Tanya, I've got to ask about morale. How about, and just, you know, take your time. Before you're organized and after you're organized, what's the difference in morale between those two periods of time?
Before, it was like a black cloud. A black cloud, the morale was terrible, people's attitudes, even our residents noticed the short staffing that we had. It, you just couldn't imagine. You know, out of 20 people, you maybe have one to try to keep up a good fight, but it was just too much for all of us.
It's daunting,
and,
isn't it?
It's terrible, terrible. But after we voted, and the vote, Tony, was fired with the nursing assistants, housekeeping, and maintenance was 87 to 18.
Wow.
Yes. The nurses were, I think it was 26 to 3 mm-hmm. far as the vote. After we got the vote, I mean, I thought I was the president of the United States. I hollered. I screamed. I mean, I felt joy. We had people crying. I mean, we all stood together. I mean, these is people we just work with here today. I mean, that made us a family. Close and talking. I mean, you just couldn't imagine. You just couldn't imagine. And I have never been union. And this will be the first time I have been represented and been in a union. It's wonderful.
Morale is better today.
Oh my goodness gracious! It was awesome. I mean, I told them some of my coworkers. I said I wasn't this excited when I got married. And a lot of them said, "Well, are you still married?" I said, "Well, yes, I am." But it was so wonderful because I was a part of it. You know, it's a difference in between on the outside looking in, but when you're actually a part of it. Talking to people, you know, getting different opinions on a lot of things. And the main concern was the fairness or our contract, you know, or the handbook. It always was re-advised from one day to the next. And that was one of my main concerns. If you put something in writing, it should stay. That's it. But it can be like that today and then tomorrow or we forgot to send the email.
Well, and again, there's that consistency
exactly.
issue. There's that, you
That's
know,
right.
Supervisor A wants it done differently than Supervisor B. And, you know, Chris, the great, and it's got to be wonderful for you to see, not just here, but to yeah. see Tanya's exuberance and excitement. And if people were in the studio, you would actually feel how great that is. But yet, you know, we hear unions are the big, bad, ugly monster, and all they're mm-hmm. after are your union dues, and they don't care about you.
Right.
I would suggest that this kind of dispels that myth a little bit, right, Chris?
Absolutely, it does. And, you know, they try to, administration and the medical center try that card. They do. But I tell you what, there is nothing like, and Tanya was the one that, God love her. She was the one that first said to me, Chris, to the people that would, when the medical center would bring up, oh, the dues, it was Tanya that said, you pay car insurance. This is, you know, and you don't ever use it. And that was her own personal spiel mm-hmm. that she would tell to those coworkers, and they looked at it in a different light, like, oh, my God, yes. And so it really wasn't an issue for these guys, even though the medical center played it in their anti-union campaign. And it didn't work for these people because it wasn't an issue.
Well, one of the things, and you can both address this, one of the things we were talking about during before we went on the air was the grievance process. I mean, one of the, you know, your union dues are used in pretty substantial ways to support you in the workplace. And so if there's a grievance, now you've got a system in place that all of a sudden makes it more fair. You know, we during the whole Proposal 2 debate, it was about democracy in the workplace. Well, that collective bargaining agreement gives you democracy in the workplace. Right. Either one of you can take that one.
Absolutely, it does. A contract in your grievance process, as Tanya has already said, is they wanted a voice. And that contract is a legal binding document that says these are the rules and you both got to play by them, right? And if they violate that, that is a process that we use in a union to make sure your voice is heard and the rules are followed by everybody. It's about people being treated fairly, all the employees being treated the same. And that is the best part of a union contract is your grievance process and having that voice.
Yeah, absolutely. Tanya, I'm going to give you the last word. I can't believe it. We're almost out of time. I just looked up at the clock, and I can't believe we're almost out of time. So I'll give you the last word. First of all, congratulations on your affiliation with Teamsters Local 332.
Thank you. I want to say to people that are not, it's worth it. You wouldn't just imagine, and I think a lot of people, Tony, are anti-union because they're not educated about it. You know, they already have, well, my dad or my aunt or my... You have to... A lot of things you have to know on your own. And that's what a lot of us did. And we come into the meetings just to get educated because, of course, the first thing they said, the union dues are going to go to waste. And that was one of my things. Okay, you pay car insurance just in case you get in an accident. At least the union dues are tax deductible.
There you go. So, unfortunately, we're out of time. I'm going to have to set that. I apologize for that. Tanya Chinkey-Fett and Chrissy Cates, thanks so much for being with us. If anything we can do, you know we're here for you.
Thank you, Tony. We've enjoyed it.
Let's take a quick break here.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDT.